Blog Talk Radio.
To Journey into the Light. Spiritual Radio, one of my favorite songs here that I play here on the show from the movie Twilight. And we got a great show, brand new guest here to Journey into the Light that I'm very excited about be on the show here tonight, this afternoon, depending on your time zone. Or when you're listening to this program, as Cynthia Martin is joining us. She is a energy healer, emotional fitness expert, she really mentoring the new generation of highly sensitive children born. And it's something that she's going to be talking about. And each week, Cynthia will be here. Available to take your calls or questions. You can call into the show or you can send me a question on Facebook to ask Cynthia. That is fine as well. This is definitely an area that for sure we want to get into, and is just not covered enough, and Cynthia really is an expert on this. You will love her energy, and so very much looking forward to this as we go along here. So if you want to contact Cynthia, if you look on the show page here, the links are all right here to contact Cynthia, okay? So just look on the show page and the website's there, and also Facebook, you can connect, Instagram, all everything's there. So please take a look there on the show page as well. Obviously, this show will be archived forever, so please share it out to your friends, your groups, a lot of people. You know, the show's all about helping people, and you guys know that. It's about helping people on the show, our homeless program, you know. And so, you know, share these programs out, because you never know who will land on this program that needed this show, this information today. So, you know, so that's what it's all about, helping others. Has always been my goal on this show for the past 10 years, and we're glad that you are aboard. Again, the number to call on in if you want to have a question for Cynthia on the subject we're going to be talking about today, 347-884-8245. Programming note, I will be back live here after this show. We have another brand new show at the bottom of the hour. It's pre-recorded that you're going to love also. And then at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, Psychic Little T will be our guest, and then at 9 Eastern from Lilydale, New York, with Spiritual Mecca, one of them here of the in the U.S., Greg Keen will be here. Greg's been up there in Lilydale close to 50 years. He's an amazing psychic medium. He's been part of this show all 10 years, and I'm really glad to have Greg here. So that's tonight's programming. There you go. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. And if you do have a question again for Cynthia, make sure you call in and then press the 1 on your phone, okay? And think of one specific question while you're waiting, okay? So let's go ahead and bring in our guest here to the show here. And let's all welcome for the first time to Journey in the Light, Cynthia Martin, to the show. Welcome, Cynthia. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Michael. I'm happy to be here and very excited to be able to speak to the audience about being a highly sensitive person today.
Well, great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to very much each week here at this time on Thursday, 2 o'clock Pacific time. I think it's always great on a first show for the audience to get to know the guests. So, Cynthia, if you want to take some time, let people know, you know, what got you started doing what you're doing now, and kind of what's the process of, you know, the people you're helping right now?
Absolutely. So how I got started into this, first off, just a little background in terms of my delvings into the spiritual world. I'm definitely part of this community. I come from a long line of highly sensitive empaths, and my mom's a very intuitive psychic, and I have been gifted with that as well since I was a kid, but unfortunately, like so many of us, and many I'm sure listening can relate to this, that this was something that a lot of shame had been built around, because there was, family dynamics, social dynamics that introduced that degree of fear of having those abilities. So thankfully now we're in a time that this is something that's no longer the case, and we have safe forums like your show and many others to give us the opportunity to express these aspects of who we naturally are. And, I didn't know then that I would be coming to this point now, but I've spent a good portion of my life doing personal development and personal growth work on myself, and just mentoring other people, even though I wasn't a dedicated profession at the time. But there was always been something inside of me that even though I had a good community and a lot of resources and I immersed myself in doing the work very early on, I didn't always feel complete. And I didn't realize that that was something that still remained in me until I became a mom. So I'm the mom of two highly sensitive children. I have a 7-year-old daughter, Sophia, and my youngest, Samantha, who is going to be 4 in a couple months. And with Sophia, it was interesting that I started to see myself as a child in or remembering a lot of my own childhood experiences, watching her go through certain situations. And she would become very overwhelmed when we'd go out into certain environments, you know, when there was a lot of crowds. Or I just noticed that even from when she was a newborn, sound and light was an issue for her. And being very in tune to myself, I had an opportunity to notice these things in her. But there came a time where she would have overloads to the point where she had almost violent meltdowns, not too often, but they were concerning enough where, you know, I went looking for research, looking for community, looking for, you know, doctors and wanting to find answers on how I can help my little girl. And I'm of the school of thought that, you know, God and nature gave us everything that we were equipped with to maintain healthy and thriving lives. So, you know, conventional medicine is not my go-to. Alternative medicine is, but as a mother, you are very concerned and worried that you're going to put your child at risk, and you kind of doubt your own intuition for that reason. But the interesting thing is that the information that I did find was on spiritual forums. And there was this conflict within me because even though I was very spiritual and very aware of my intuition, there was still that shame underlying of being able to accept that as a complete option. So, you know, I was always drawn to the medical and the science, but I just found so much resonance with the information that I started to uncover. And as a result, I would apply a lot of energy, you know, methods and tools, and I became a Reiki master teacher. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and all of these things combined with my experience in life and, you know, my searching and learning all these different aspects of the alternative medicine and spiritual world. Helped me come to a point where I realized that the only way I was going to be able to support my girls is to give them a complete, holistic form of parenting. And I realized that the models that I was raised with were not suited for my children because they were, you know, even now, you know, very early on, my daughters, both of them, come to me and have, like, intuitive messages. And usually when I'm working with clients, they'll come and bring me information, which is fascinating, and I love it. And I really feel it's important and valuable to nurture these gifts in these children and teach them how to embrace them and integrate those with the world that we live in so that they can learn to really thrive. And that's ultimately how I came to it. I mean, there's much more, but you know, that's been the biggest thing is not having the resources and tools and answers from conventional methods. Like, you know, the parenting books were a big fail for me because they did not talk about a lot of the things that were going on with my daughter and let alone myself emotionally. So I realized that, you know, I really needed to up my parenting game and really find what was the right fit for me and my children in order for us to really create that level of happiness that we all want for our children, right? Because if I'm not mistaken, you have twins, is that correct?
Right, yeah. My twins now are 23, but basically if they weren't in school, since I've been basically self-employed basically my whole life, if they weren't in school, they were with me. So which I love because it's one of the happiest times in my life, and I'm sure you can relate to that. But yes. And I'm so, you know, loving what you're saying, because you do, as a person, as a mom or dad, you change once your kids, because all of a sudden you're not the most important person. They are. And what you may do, you know, for yourself, you might not, you know, definitely won't, maybe not do for your children, because it's a whole different perspective. But my question for you is, are there new children, like you're saying, your kids and coming up with this extra sensitivity? I mean, I'm an empath too, but this sounds like something more sensitive than that. Are there new children coming up like this? And if so, is there a reason why?
So yes. So highly sensitive persons, let me take a step back and kind of describe what a highly sensitive person is. So a highly sensitive person is someone who was actually born with an innate trait, a biological trait that displays itself as a highly sensitive nervous system. And what that means is that we are tuned in, you know, for using the language of our community here, tuned into a higher frequency. Right. And our brains are wired differently to be able to be more attuned antennas to some of these subtleties. So, for example, you know, everything is energy. Right. So sound, light, all of these things are different elements of energy. And how the majority, so 20% of the world, and that makes for 1.4 billion people of the planet, are actually born with this trait. So 80% of the world doesn't notice half of the things that we notice, right? But we don't know what that means to us. We just we're thrusted into these lives that are set by society and our environments and social structures. So up until now, there hasn't been any awareness around being a highly sensitive person, because it wasn't something that was discovered by science. But luckily, Elaine Aron, who is a clinical psychologist, is the one who found the term highly sensitive person. And, you know, she outlines a lot of the traits. And as soon as I'll name a few here in just a moment. They've always existed. It's just that we haven't had the attention to put words to it or identify it as a trait that needed to be nurtured and needed a certain model of parenting. So we've always been in the world. So it's like, you know, this trait has been studied in the animal kingdom, and it's well documented, but they've never realized that it could actually be something that existed in humans. So with that, you know, those of us who are like yourself and myself, who have been called to, you know, to be of service, who are really concerned with, you know, the global climate, and, you know, who are always have been, if you've been one of those kids, you know, when you were a kid, I used to be this, and I don't know if you relate to this, but it's like I used to always contemplate the meaning of life ever since I was a very small child. You know, I was just aware of things that other people weren't, and I felt like the oddball. And, you know, luckily for, to answer your question, are the new Earth children being born this way? I think there's more. We don't have evidence in terms of, like, numbers, but I think there's more children are being born with this this higher sensitivity in their nervous system and tuned to those higher frequencies, because it's a new new time in the world, right? So it's the time of higher consciousness. So I think that there's this generation of beings who are coming and being born into this time, and depending on people like yourself and myself and other parents like us to really wake up to that consciousness and wake up to our spirituality and wake up to the needs of these individual children who have been sent, who have chosen to come here and make changes in the world, but not have to struggle the way the rest of us have had up until now, if that makes any sense. So, you know, we're seeing it everywhere, like more and more in, you know, quote unquote, normal social situations where people are not in the metaphysical or spiritual communities. They're starting to talk about how their kids say things like, oh, I've been here before. You know, I have this one couple who I've worked with, and it really scares them because it's like they're talking about things in such a way that it's just like, you're a little child. How can you know these things, right? So one of the gifts of being a highly sensitive person is a highly developed intuition, right? And we're very empathic, and there's different varieties of empathy or empathic abilities, but it's like, you know, these kids come in and they know. You know, like my children have said, like my daughter is going to, I don't know if this is going to freak people out, but it's like one day she's like, you know, oh, you know, I've been here before and, you know, I can move from one place to another. And she used the word teleport. I'm like, where on God's green earth did you hear the word teleport? Right?
Right.
So I'm like, what are you talking right. about? And just some of the things, even my 3-year-old would come out and say certain things, you know, and I talk to them and teach them about these things in the context that they understand. So I speak of angels because it's easy and it's something that they can assimilate with the age group that they're in, you know, but like they'll come and they'll, you know, my little one, my 3-year-old, she's like, oh, she says, mommy, she says, you know how you have the angels are always talking to you, but sometimes they're telling you don't listen. So I just, you know, it's like these things. I'm like, my 3-year-old is schooling me and telling me, like, hey, listen up, mama. you're not paying attention. It's like you got to listen to your upstairs team because they're trying to tell you something. And we all have this access to these, you know, these amazing spiritual tools. But the children being born today are already dialed in, tuned in, and very well aware of it. And they're expecting, and they chose us as their parents for that very reason, because they know that we're ready to take that step into that next level. So I know that was a long answer, but.
No, that's great. No, that's great. I love it. You know, when our kids can come in and to the world, and you see this more and more, and I love that your kids are doing that and say, you know, mommy, daddy, you know, I've been here before, you know, and you see that. I mean, and you see, you know, that it's been documented. You know, I remember a story of a kid. He was on the Today Show, and he was talking about how he was in World War II, and he knew the names of his buddies, and he even had the marks of his injuries. So if that doesn't make people understand that we do come back many times.
Yes, many times.
Yes.
Well, and that's part of my work, too. So I do a lot of past life regression work, and I work in the Akashic Records as well. So I, you know, I pride myself on my ability to navigate both ends of the spectrum in terms of, like, you know, the conventional world and understanding the science behind the way the mind and the heart and the body works, and integrating that with the spirituality. And that is my commitment to help. And not just highly sensitive people, because I work with people who are not wired that way, but who are awakening to, you know, to this higher calling of, you know, really identifying to that part of who they really are, but not really knowing how to get there. So these are all different aspects of accessing those points and kind of like filtering through all the noise of, you know, the patterns that we've accumulated that, you know, hold us back or, you know, limiting beliefs and so on and so forth. So it's a collective. We are a whole being. We're not just components of a being. And we have to nurture and take care of every part of those pieces of us. So, and that's what my commitment is. So, you know, these kids are teaching us. They're definitely teaching us.
Exactly. It's like my kids. Yeah, definitely. If you don't mind, let's take a call here that's been holding the whole show and just see. I know our time is getting, as time goes by so fast, as I was telling
it
you
does.
Beforehand. But let's go to 925 and let's see. I haven't had a chance to screen it, but let's just see. Could we get your first name, where you're calling from, and then your question?
Sure. Hi, Mike. This is Terry, and I'm calling from California. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Terry. Hi, great to talk to you.
I have a question for my grandson. He is an empathic, very sensitive kid. He just turned 12, and he's feeling like really, really lonely. Like he feels like he has no friends, and I don't know how to support him. I remember it was tough for me as an empath growing up, but it happens to someone else. It's really hard because you feel like you don't have any control.
Yes, and that is a common challenge for, especially for children, and more so for children who don't have the support like your grandson does. So thank you for being that support system. Ultimately, the one thing that I have found with the kids that of the parents that I work with is that the challenge of identifying what the good friends are for them, and making the distinction that you don't need to have large numbers of friends, that if you can just find one friend that gets you and accepts you and makes you feel safe to be who you truly are and not have to hide any of those things, it makes it so that that loneliness doesn't take over, because, you know, it does for even, especially for adults, but imagine for kids, it does kind of trigger, you know, depression points. So creativity is important for him. Finding something that really strikes a chord for him, and music is very powerful. So immersing himself in something that he is passionate about, and within that community of kids that have that same passion, he will find that peer that is part of his soul family, and will give him the opportunity to find that safety. So, you know, number one is talking to him and letting him know that it doesn't have to be quality. It's really just one kid that makes him feel good, and then being okay with engaging and interacting with other kids that don't get him and not expecting them to.
Right.
So that,
okay.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, that does help. It's tough when you see it, you know.
Absolutely. Well, and, yeah. And the one thing that I found has been the most powerful tool for me with my girls and teaching the parents is really being open about those experiences as a child and allowing them the space to come up with their own answer, because they already know. So it gives them safe space for them to already tap into that soul level consciousness that they're already tuned into, and letting them find their own answer. And that's a very powerful gift for you to give him. So just holding that space, having those conversations, sharing your own experiences, and asking him what he thinks would be the right choice for him, like what he thinks, you know, finding what makes him happy, and really supporting him in finding those environments.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. I do.
You're welcome.
I'm so happy that you brought this topic up, because it's really important. Really is important. So thank you for that.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being part of it, because without you, it doesn't get done, right?
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I totally agree with the caller. This is something that is so needed, and we need experts like yourself. Cynthia, so I'm so glad, and you do so much. And when I was listening to what you were saying, it's like, wow, we could do shows on that, on that, on that. It's like, man, this is great. When a guest is so deep, you know, gifted, talented, whatever word you want to use these days, it makes it really awesome. So our time is just about out, and I got a show right after this, so I can't go over. How do folks get in contact with you?
So you can find me on Facebook. Look up Lumiere Energy Healing. The links are on the radio page, and it's Lumiere Energy Healing. And I've reserved 5 spots to do a free 30-minute consultation, phone consultation for those that qualify. So you can go to my website at www.lumiereenergyhealing.com, and then click on the Work With Me link at the very top of the page. There's a questionnaire. You do need to fill it out. I do get a lot of inquiries. So I connect with those immediately if you qualify. And like I said, I reserved 5 just for this community, 5 spots for next week on my calendar to be able to have those consultations, just to give you a little insight where you are and how I can help you, and so that you can find those blind spots that might, whether you're an HSP or you're a parent mentoring an HSP or a teacher, to help you kind of navigate that and get some support.
Okay, sounds awesome. Very good. Thanks, Cynthia. Have a great week. We'll see you back here next Thursday.
Thank you, Michael, and you have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. That's awesome. So all of Cynthia's contact information links are right on the show page, folks. Definitely go and get one of those 5 spots before they run out. We have another great guest, pre-recorded episode that I think you're going to love, Energy Healing. So everybody just redial, and we'll restart. Thank you.